The Rambam in Hilchos Ishas Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph teaches us Kodem Matan Torah, before the Torah was given, Haya Adam Paigeya Isha Beshuk, a man would meet a woman in the street, Imratzahu Vihi Lisa Isa, if they both consented to get married, Machnis L'Toch Beisai Ubayala, he brought her home. They had relations, Beinoy Lebein Atzma, in the privacy of their home. V'tiyaloy L'isha, and she became his wife. However, Kivin Shnitna Torah, once the Torah was given, Nitzdavi Yisrael, Klal Yisrael were commanded by Hashem, Shem Yirtze Ish Lisa Isha, if a man should want to marry a woman, Yikna Yisrael T'chila B'fnei Edim, he has to do a kinyan, a marriage in front of Edim, v'achakach tiyaloy l'isha, and then she becomes his wife. Shenemar, as the Torah Akdosha teaches us, ki yikach ish isha u'bayala. There has to be a method to how a couple would get married. And therefore, our Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Kedushin teaches us Isha Niknes, an Isha could become married to a husband, B'shloisha Drachim, with three methods. And the three methods are B'kesef, B'shtar, U'biya. Those are the three methods that the Torah teaches us how a Kenyan Kedushin, how a Kenyan Kedushin could take place. And as the Rambam teaches us in Perek Gimel, at the beginning of Perek Gimel, when the Rambam describes how Kedusha Kesef takes place, and as we know, the typical Kedushin that we have are Kedusha Kesef, says the Rambam, and Perek Gimel of Halachas Ishes, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, Keshet Hishem Iskadeshes, how are Kedushin affected in Bekesef Mekadesh, if he's being Mekadesh with Kesef, Ein Pachas Mepruta. It can't be less than a Pruta. Kesef, a Shava Kesef, a Shava Pruta has to be money or the value of a Pruta. I'm a reyat mekadeshesli, I a reyat muresesli, I a reyat li liisha bezeh. For noisin lo b'fnei edim, again the Rambam reiterates how critical that it is that the kedushin take place in front of edim. V'ish hu sh'oim edvarim, and the man has to say words shemashman shekayna isa lo liisha, that make it clear that he's making kedushin, that this woman is becoming his wife, and he gives her the money. So, if we look at the words of the Rambam says that it has to be, he says, Harei at li l'isha bezeh. So the Rambam says that it has to be the words, that he has to say the words Zeb. And we know, of course, that certainly, L'chatchila, the way a Kedushin is supposed to take place, it's supposed to be with the Chosin saying, Harei at Mekadesh Eslibet Tabaz Zu Kedas Moshev Yisrael. There's an interesting discussion. If you have to say b'tabaze, is that absolutely essential? The Mabit in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph holds that the Rambam, although the Rambam is saying that you have to say the word bezeh, he's saying it's only l'chatchila that the Rambam so requires. And actually, I was thinking that that may be what the Rambam means to say, because if we look at the words of the Rambam, as we just read, said what has to be said, and then the Rambam concludes this halacha by saying, "V'ishu sh'ayim dvarim." The man has to say words, "Shemashman shekayin oisali liishus." He has to say words that indicate that he wants this woman to become his wife. Why is the Rambam saying this? Because I think the Rambam is saying exactly what the Mabit is saying. The Mabit is saying that, of course, l'chatchila, he should say these words. But what the Rambam is teaching us is that if you didn't say these words, as long as you made it clear and it's obvious that what's happening here is a Maisa Kedushin, that is a valid Kedushin. However, the Zeiche Yitzchak from Yitzchak Chanan and Simon Tazayin disagrees. And he says that you have to say the word Bezeh, because that is what's showing that you want to make a Kedusha Kesef. And it's interesting, if we try to understand what wording is absolutely essential, we look in Rashi at the beginning of our Masechta, Divrei Hamaskel B'Kesef B'Shtar, and Rashi analyzes every type of Kedushin. And Rashi says, B'Kesef B'Shtar, Mefarsh B'Braisa B'Gemara, Noisen Loi Kesef Ashova Kesef, the Chosin should give the Kala Kesef or Shava Kesef, Vaimalai Arei Et Mekadesh Asli. Shtar, you give her the money and you say, Harei At Mekadesh Asli. But then Rashi goes on to describe how do Kedushe Shtar work. Says Rashi, Shtar, Kosev Lo Al Anayir. He takes a piece of paper, and Rashi points out, Afa pisha ena shava pruta, even if the piece of paper isn't worth anything, and the reason Rashi says it is quite obvious, because if the shtar already has in it a shava pruta, then the kedushin is effective, then it doesn't have to be kedusha shtar. It could be kedusha kesef. So the shtar kosev lo alanai apish ena shava pruta harei ad mekadesh asli. So Rashi, all Rashi says is that by the kesef you say harei ad mekadesh asli, and by the shtar it says in the shtar harei ad mekadesh asli. Then Rashi continues and describes the bia. By bia, what you do to affect the Kedusha Bia. There Rashi says, Bia ba'ala v'oymala ha'skachli v'biyazu. So, Bia, it has to be much, the statement has to be much clearer. And I think what Rashi is trying to say, is that by Kesef, since it's so obvious that the purpose of giving her this kesef is to do a kedusha, it isn't really necessary to be as explicit in his wording of what he's trying to accomplish with this bia, with this kesef. And therefore, even though he didn't say betabaz, the kedusha will be a valid kedusha. Whereas by Bia, it's not obvious, particularly, as I saw, it's the opinion of most Rishonim, that when there is a Kedusha Bia, you don't need to have the Edim actually see the Bia, although it is the Rambam's opinion in the Pirush of Mishnayis that they do. Most Rishonim, in fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Paragim Halacha Hey, only required that there be Yichud in front of Edom, But the Rambam does not require that they actually do the bia in front of Edom. So therefore, the act is not so obvious that it's l'shem kedushin, and therefore the wording has to be a stronger wording. So in other words, what we're saying, that it could be, that's what Rashi means, and the Rambam as well, that where the act is obvious that it's being done l'shem kedushin, the wording doesn't have to be so strong. Where, however, the act is not so obvious that it's being done l'shem kedushin, there, the wording has to be stronger. There's an interesting piece of Me'iri. The Me'iri discusses a question. What about Kedusha Shtar? When somebody is Mekadosh an Isha with a Shtar, must he say, Harei At Mekadoshesli? So he says, he quotes the Chachmei Ahar, that what does the Kedusha Shtar say? What does the Shtar say when you Mekadosh B'Shtar? When you Mekadosh B'Shtar, the Shtar says, Harei At Mekadoshesli, a Gemara we're going to have later in the Masechet and Daf Tes. And therefore, since the Shtar already indicates that this is a vehicle that through which it's a Kedushin, there's no need to say Harei Et Mekadosh Asli. Whereas by Kesef, where it's not as obvious that it's being done L'Shem Kedushin, you have to say, as Rashi said, Harei Et Mekadosh Asli. But then the Me'iri quotes Rabbeisov, who say that also by Shtar, even by Shtar Kedushin, you have to say Harei Et Mekadosh Asli, just like we've learned the Masechet Gittin, where under certain circumstances you have to say Harei Et Megureshes, even though the get says explicitly that the purpose of this get is to separate the couple. And the Me'iri concludes that Shtar Kedushin is like a Shtar Mekach. He agrees with the Chachmei Har, and just like by Shtar Kinyan, you don't have to have that the Shtar Kinyan should, you don't have to have any verbal, anything said verbally. It's enough that the Shtar Kinyan, that you have a Shtar Kinyan. So too, he says, by Shtar Kedushin, nothing needs to be said. The Shtar is enough. So I was thinking that perhaps this Machloikis of the Me'iri, that the Me'iri is quoting between his Rebbe's and the Chachmei Har, how explicit you have to be in the Shtar, could be connected to the Shaila that we're discussing in our Shir as well. How explicit do you have to be by a Shtar, by Kedushei Kesef? And that the opinions, the Chachmei Har, who actually the Me'iri agrees with, that don't require one be that explicit by the Kedushei Shtar, will also hold that you don't have to be that explicit by the Kedushei Kesef. And the Me'iri's Rebbe's, who hold that you have to be explicit by the Kedushei, more explicit by the Kedushei Shtar, will also hold that you have to be more explicit by the Kedushei Kesef. However, one could make an argument and say that we can't compare Kedushei Shtar to Kedushei Kesef, because Kedushei Shtar, as the Me'iri quoted his Rebbe's, are by themselves a act of Kedushin. And that's why the wording is so unimportant. Whereas by the Kedushei Shtar, by the Kedushei Kesef, the wording becomes much more important. But I still believe that the way to understand is as follows. Everybody will agree that the Kedushei shtar, when one is mekadesh with a shtar, it's much more obvious that he's doing a maisa kedushin than when one is mekadesh with kesef. The words of the shtar say explicitly, hareyak mekadesh asli. The words of the, there are no such words by kesef. But everybody will take it one step less. That means, the Chachmei Ahar, who, as we said a moment ago, are the opinion that the Miri agrees, that says by Kedusha Shtar, nothing needs to be said, will hold that by Kedusha Kesef, you can't get away without saying anything, but you don't have to be that explicit in saying B'tabazeh. Just saying Hareach Mekadesh Asli will be enough. On the other hand, the rabbis of the Meiri, who hold that even by Kedushay Shtar, besides that the Shtar says Hareach Mekadesh Asli, you also need to have that the Shtar, that the Chosin should say Hareach Mekadesh Asli, will hold that by Kedushay Bia, that by Kedushay Kesef, which, as we just said a moment ago, are not as obvious that you're doing a Kedushin as it is when you're doing it with a Shtar, will hold that not only, as Rashi says, the Chosin has to say Hareach Mekadesh Asli, but he's going to have to say B'tabazeh.